get old, you can just 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 get old, you're gonna kick off, you can just get old, you're gonna kick off, you can just get old, you can just get old, you can just get old, you're gonna kick off, you can just get.
I can ride my bike with no handlebars, no handlebars.
Sign up for the weekly bike rides every Tuesday around College Park. Don't have a bike? Just rent it from the campus bike shop. Spending time outdoors has great benefits. It raises your vitamin D levels, it improves concentration and focus, helps you recover from injury and stress, and it may even mean more smiles throughout the day. To get more information, log on to crs.umd/Maryland Adventure Program. Hashtag stay active.
I can tell you about Leif Erickson. I know all the words to De Colores, and I'm proud to be an American. Me and my friends are...
What is up, WMUC FM College Park? This is Jerz, I'm your host for this hour. And today, this is a music team show, and today we're going to be doing a morning dew theme. So basically what this theme is like, imagine like springtime, right? Like you wake up in the morning and you see the dew all throughout the, like on the leaves and on the grass and everything like that. Just like what reminds you of that. It's kind of basically just like a spring kind of theme, but yeah. So we have some chill songs. For this first block, I think I'm just gonna play one song actually. It doesn't really fit with everything else, just in genre, but it does fit the theme, I think. I'm gonna be playing Real Spring by Skrillex and Blade. Real Spring by Skrillex and Blade. I actually did not know of this collab. I never heard of the song before this meeting. It's pretty cool. Obviously two kind of big names in this, in the EDM, or Skrillex is really big in the EDM scene. I think he gets sometimes a bad rap, unfair bad rap. I think he's an insanely talented producer. I think he just kind of gets kind of a bad rap just because people don't like dubstep, even though there's some really good stuff in dubstep. I mean, Skrillex obviously sampled his last year's album, was really good. But obviously there's like Burial and stuff like that. It's like really good. And then Blade obviously is Blade. Great rap artist. I did recently find out that he had a collab with a black metal artist. It's not very good, I'm not gonna lie. I don't think the styles fit. Someone at Music Team described it as like when you have a sibling and you both play music, but you play very different types of music, and they're like, oh, and your parents are like, oh, you guys play music, right? Like, play something together, and it just doesn't work out. That's what it kind of felt like. But yeah, so the next three songs are going to be on the more acoustic, chiller side. That makes sense. I feel like that like is like the thing that makes sense. First is going to be Early Spring by The Mountain Goat. Next is going to be What Orpheus Sang Before by Dahlia Azir. This song is pretty, this EP is pretty cool. I checked it out last night. I didn't hear about before last night's meeting, but I checked out the EP. It's a really pretty, like, it's like a lot of things, like acoustic, but also shoegaze. It's a really cool album. It has Paranol, as the, like, background vocals, because if you're a Korean indie group, like indie project, you're either involved, either Midair Thief, Paranol, or like what's the other one, Asian Glow. One of those three are going to be involved in your project. I swear, like every single time I see a Korean project, it's like one of those three, like a Korean indie project, it's like one of those three are involved. I don't know why. But yeah, so Paradol was also singing the backup vocals in that song. And then next is going to be Beautiful Rivers and Mountains by Kim Jung Mi. I found this album on Twitter, like randomly over the summer. Twitter helps me find like really kind of cool obscure albums. This is like a 70s Korean psychedelic song, and the whole album's really cool. But yeah, so this is Early Spring, What Orpheus Sang Before, and Beautiful Rivers and Mountains.
Pictures you paint aren't as pretty as they once seemed to me, and the coffee's bitter because it's been boiling too long, and the jokes you tell aren't as funny as they once seemed to me, and the songs you sing just plain hackneyed, but the stars shine down on all God's children, and the sun sets on the good, on the evil.
Stars burn for the good and the evil, and I
Early Spring, what Orpheus sang before, and Beautiful Rivers and Mountains. Alright, for the next few songs, they're gonna be still kind of softer songs, but they're gonna be more on the like indie rock side. So starting with Summit Hill by Wataleo. After that, we're playing Cherry Picking by Girlpool and Feeling Right By Me by Slogren.
Put about my children lying, held the sheriff's nail near their eyes. Crumbled soul on hollow ground, swallow paper conscious of frown. In the cold on winter's night, kiss a floor with pale green light. Comes,
close. We'd lie on nights till it numbed our bones. We'd creep inside after smoke would pass. See how long the time could last.
Thank you.
All right, that was Summit Hill by Lutalio, Cherry Picking by Girlpool, and Feeling Right By Me by Slowgren. All right, for this next block, we're going to have just quite a mix of songs, quite a mix of different songs. The first song is going to be a shoegaze song. It's going to be by the band Candy Claws. It's going to be Fell in Love at the Water. This album, Ceres and Calypso in the Deep Time, it's one of the most atmospheric albums I think I've ever, like, heard. Like, it really, like, puts you into that, like, space of, like, we're in the forest, we're traveling through the fields, we're going through an entire adventure. Like, everything about the album, from the production, from the tone of the guitars, from the songwriting, it puts you on this trance, and it's such a cool album. And this is, like, for me, like, the epitome of, like, spring albums personally. Like, this just really reminds me of, like, spring coming back, all the flowers, all the plants, they're coming back. That's Fell in Love at the Water by Candy Claws. Next song is going to be by my favorite band, Sweet Trip. It's going to be Darkness from their album You'll Never Know Why. This is more of an indie rock song. This whole album also, this album is interesting because it has this weird kind of melancholy feeling that you might, that, like, I don't know, sometimes you might have during, in the mornings, like when the sun is rising, or you have this melancholy feeling about, maybe the day will go well, maybe the day won't. But Sweet Trip, this album in particular, is the epitome of, like, songs that might sound happy in their nature, right? Like, Pretending is one of the songs that, like, come to mind, or Acting. Like, these are songs that, like, maybe sound happy, and even this, and this song especially, like, this song might sound happy on its surface, but if you read some of the lyricism, like, it's really sad. Like, it's a really depressing song. Like, it's about how, like, oh, I will, like, she sings, like, oh, I will never find love. Like, love was never coming back. Like, I'm sorry for, like, leaving. And, like, it's about, like, a love that, like, will never come back. And because of that, they will, because they were so invested in this person, like, emotionally, like, and now they're, like, away from that person, and that person won't be in their lives anymore. They don't think they can return to that state with another person because they're scared of that connection. It's a really sad song, but it does sound very happy, and I think that kind of describes some of the melancholic feel you might have in the morning with seeing all the nature sometimes. And the next is going to be I Know by De La Soul featuring Otis Redding. De La Soul is a band that also kind of epitomizes, I think, that, like, spring kind of whimsical kind of vibes. This is from their album, their most famous album for sure, 3 Feet High and Rising. And I think this song also kind of epitomizes spring very well too. So yes, this is Fell in Love at the Water, Darkness, and I Know.
Thank you. Greetings, girl, and welcome to my world of phrasing right up to bat. It's the daisy age and you're about to walk top stage, so wipe your lottos on the mat. Hip-hop love this is, and don't mind when I quiz your varmints before the sun. But clear your court, cause this a one-man sport, and who's better for this than plugged one? Don't have to worry about me squashing other deals, cause they've already been squished. Freeze the frame of our moves the same, wish we can continue right behind the bush. You'll stay with me, I know this, but not because of all my earthly treasures, or regardless to the fact that I'm past the noose, but because... I cut this dance to introduce myself as the chosen one to speak. Let me lay my hand across yours and aim a kiss upon your cheek. The name's Pluck 2, and from the soul I bring you the daisy of your choice. May it be filled with a pleasure principle in circumference to my voice. About those other Jennies I reckoned with, lost them all like a homework excuse. This time the magic number is 2, cause it takes 2, not 3 to seduce. My destiny of love is brought to an apex. Sex is a mere molecule in this world of lust that I have for you. It's true, true. To let this rhyme style get somewhat poured in the mold. Hold my hand and we'll pick my plantation of daisies for a bouquet of souls. Like to be dim at the cut of a rim. Take it as filled to the rim as in brim. Squeeze your stoop like Betty Boop, then make camel alphabet soup and spell plug ones within. Forward marching to say when transistors will play, coming to bed is the move. Dolby sound will be then top crown when I put the needle into your groove. I got a good thing, and in full swing. I show this in gifts, words or letters, but even without those three, I know you'd be close to me, cause... I again, and the soul that I send is taking steps to reach your heart. Any moment you feel alone, I can fill up your empty part. We can ascend till we reach daylight heaven, and in a spin we'll hit the top 10. Then we could meet Mr. Stucky and Pops Brother Lucky will preach, let the wedding be. Shot by an arrow of Cupid through a string of a G-clef, my dear, I claim your death. And if you could hear me, by golly G, true goy is ready for what you possess. We could live in my plug to home, and on Mars where we could be all alone. And we make a song for two, picture perfect things, and I sing of how
that was Fell in Love at the Water by Candy Claws, Darkness by Sweet Trip, and I Know by De La Soul. Alright, yeah, so those were three songs. I think they fall into very different like aspects of like that morning dew spring vibe, but definitely parts that are definitely a thing. For the last song we're playing, it's going to be on the longer side. I'm probably going to mispronounce this, but it's Sven G. Engler by Sigur Rós. They are an Icelandic post-rock. They have some like dream pop elements too. They're pretty cool. one of the things that I think are really cool about them is that they do the thing that like Cocktail Twins do, or like, you know, obviously maybe something like scatting in like some jazz music you might think about, right? Like where they use the voice less so to say, sometimes like a lot of their songs don't exactly have lyrics. They kind of just use the voice as an instrument, less so to have some sort of, like, they don't actually have lyricism. It's actually like, I've heard they have like a certain, like, I know they have a certain name to like what they call it, like, but the whole point is like to have the voice as somewhat of an instrument rather than also one that sings lyricism, which I think is pretty cool and adds to that kind of atmosphere that I think Sigur Rós often goes for. So yeah, so this is Svengiangular by Sigur Rós, and thank you all for listening to Music Team. So yeah.
It's you.